USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 37 charges he's facing surrounding his handling of classified documents. Outside the Miami courthouse, Trump's attorney Alina Haba described this as an unprecedented occurrence.
In recent years, we have seen the rise of politically motivated prosecutors who don't care for impartiality, who don't care for due process.
The indictment accuses Trump of storing classified information at his Mar-a-Lago residence. Trump has since left the courthouse. House Republicans claim that the Biden administration is politicizing the federal government to target the president's opponents.
This abuse of power is rotting out numerous federal agencies. The unequal application of justice by Joe Biden's DOJ must be stopped.
Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik criticized the unequal application of justice, suggesting different rules apply to individuals with names like Biden or Clinton. Authorities in Philadelphia say a body was found near Interstate 95 after a tanker fire led to the collapse of an elevated freeway section. The victim's identity is not known, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro declared a state of emergency to speed up repairs on that busy freeway. Two men have been arrested in relation to a shooting in Denver last night.
10 individuals sustained gunshot wounds in this incident. 9 were men. We had one woman injured as well. All were reported to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
Police Commander Matt Clark said that both suspects were found with weapons and are currently being held on gun charges. The incident occurred about a mile away from Ball Arena. Illinois has become the first state in the U.S. to prohibit book bans. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the legislation effective January 1st. The new law addresses the growing national trend of requesting the removal of books from library shelves due to concerns about their appropriateness for children or their perceived agenda. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Find what you love, love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Crowds of people showed up at the Miami courthouse today to both support and oppose former President Trump.
Between the horn honkings, chanting both for and against the former president, and the chatter of the media from around the world, it's loud and packed outside the federal courthouse in downtown Miami. Supporters like Luis Medina feel it's unfair.
They're weaponizing the Department of Justice, Homeland Security. They're weaponizing it to the point that if you say anything against Biden, you're right away, you're investigating.
But opponents, including Dominic Santana, think nothing is going to happen.
This is a big joke. This is a circus. The judge that's appointed, he appointed her. What do you think is going to happen?
There is a heavy police presence with local and federal officials on the ground, on horseback, and in vehicles swarming the area. In downtown Miami, Eric Rodriguez.
The White House has barred a trans activist from future events due to perceived inappropriate behavior. Rose Montoya shared a video on social media where she posed topless on the White House South Lawn during President Biden's Pride Month event. The White House criticized Montoya's actions as disrespectful to LGBTQI+ families and other attendees. Denver Nuggets fans will fill the downtown area Thursday to celebrate the team's first NBA championship. The Nuggets defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 in Game 5 last night. And the Vegas Golden Knights are just one win away from claiming their first NHL Stanley Cup. Vegas will try and beat the Florida Panthers in Game 5 tonight. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.